in reality, what you've described is that private data necessary for good healthcare doctor-patient relationship is being economically exploited. You have said the ability to limit care depending because now government may know, and you're bringing in a host of other things. What can an individual do?
Well, there
Tell
are
us, tell us.
several things. Look at the consent forms. Do not automatically sign a consent form. And then when you find a consent form that basically says all of your data is ours, we get to use it for everything we want to, sign on the dotted line or we don't treat you. Please contact our organization and share those consent forms with us because we are trying to stop this practice. So some will even ask for consent even though they don't have to, but increasingly, state laws are putting more consent requirements on health data, and this is good because this is one thing that HIPAA does allow. It does allow state laws to be stronger, and then those state laws have to be followed. And so we
So,
encourage all your listeners to tell their legislators that they want real privacy laws, state laws, put into place.
okay, so Twyla, are you basically saying that because all of us who are listening have been to the doc for one thing or another, and everybody has signed a form? Are you saying, as a general rule, that we should not be signing any forms? How does anybody know what they must
No,
sign or don't need to sign?
I'm saying that typically right now people are given what we call consolidated or coercive consent forms. There's only one signature at the bottom, and at the top there's a consent for treatment, a consent to share your information for paying bills, but there's all sorts of other consent requirements in there, but there's one signature. And so I advocate for crossing things out. And I advocate for not signing the notice of privacy practices line, crossing that out because by federal law you don't have to. This is part of the deception that HIPAA is all about privacy and it isn't. We do have a special page on HIPAA on our website that I would encourage your listeners to go to. The federal government says you can't be denied treatment even though you refuse to sign the notice of privacy practices acknowledgement line. And so we're just working more and more to try to get people back their rights so that they can protect themselves at the doctor's office.
Twyla Braes, president and co-founder, Citizens Health Council for Health Freedom. Her website, cchfreedom.org. Go to that site for more information on what you should be signing and what you should not be signing when it comes to release of your health data.